From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 30th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. A local woman has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit alleging Hudson police officers beat her while she tried to film them during an arrest. Tiffany Damon says Chief Edward Moore and former HPD Sergeant Randy Clark injured her as she attempted to film a crowd outside of the police station in February 2017. The complaint also names several unidentified Hudson police officers who allegedly witnessed the incident. According to Damon's attorney, Leo Glickman, the incident occurred following arrests made during a police raid. Damon, who knew one of the people arrested, was present and filming the crowd. It is alleged that Clark picked up and shoved the 4'11", 120-pound Damon to the ground, followed by Moore, who slammed her to the ground as well. Other officers seized Damon's phone before returning it to her several hours later. Damon says she suffered bruising and a torn meniscus in her left knee as a result of the assault. She is seeking unspecified damages as well as court and attorney fees. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Chatham Central School District in May will decide the fate of a proposed capital improvement project intended to address major infrastructure issues and an overhaul of the district's security system. Repairs are proposed for all five of the district's buildings. Chatham Superintendent Salvatore D'Angelo said, and I quote, "The project is designed to address infrastructure issues to try to get ahead of them," end quote. School officials say the project, with a $9.8 million price tag, will have no impact on local taxes. D'Angelo said under the proposal, the state would reimburse the district for roughly half the cost, with the second half coming from capital reserve accounts. The project includes the replacement of corroded water piping, upgrading an alarm and public announcement system, masonry repairs, and a significant amount of paving work. The administration is also looking for approval to install interior and exterior video security cameras throughout the school buildings, public library, and transportation center for an additional $1.2 million. The final public information session and public hearing on the 2018-19 school budget is scheduled for 6 p.m. May the 1st in the high school library at 50 Woodbridge Avenue. Voters will cast their ballots on the two propositions from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, May 15th, in the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School gym. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Mattot is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. The Greenville Town Board has started the process of enacting a six-month ban on solar farms. For nearly a year, the Greenville Planning Board has had three proposals for commercial solar farms from Cypress Creek Renewables under review. At a town board meeting March 19th, Greenville resident Barbara Bellicenti submitted a letter to the board asking that town officials dig a bit deeper and review more sources on solar development before moving forward to approve large-scale solar farms. At a special meeting held to discuss the issue on March 26th, multiple local residents came forward to express their concerns about the potential impact of solar facilities, and the proposed local law number 1 of 2018 was presented for consideration. If enacted, the law would halt the development of solar farms for 6 months. If that law is adopted, the board would use the time to revise the current zoning law and approve standards for solar arrays. If needed, the moratorium could be extended an additional 6 months thereafter. The Greenville Town Board will hold a public hearing on the proposed local law at 6:15 p.m. April 16th at Pioneer Town Hall. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And for our final story, the Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting a teacher's aide at the Jesse J. Kaplan School in West Nyack was arrested for bringing a loaded gun to school, authorities said. The school, located in Rockland County, serves an autistic student body ages 5 to 21. Police said the 9mm handgun was discovered in the handbag owned by Jillian Jeffords, 24, of Warwick, Orange County. Clarkstown Police Officer Peter Walker said, and I quote, "At no point was the weapon used in a threatening manner, or at no point was this weapon displayed. The teacher's aide was removed from the school and transported to the police headquarters for further investigation. Jefford, an employee of Rockland County BOCES, was charged with criminal possession of a weapon on school grounds, a felony. She was fired after initially being suspended. Amid the heated national debate over whether teachers and other school personnel should carry guns, the Associated Press is reporting armed security officers are becoming more common in schools across the country, according to a federal study released March 29th. The study found that while student and staff facilities at students persist, students are reporting fewer instances of violence, theft, and other abuse during the past decade. Armed officers were present at least once a week in 43% of all public schools during the 2015-16 school year, compared with 31% of the schools a decade before, according to data from the survey conducted by the National Center for Education Statistics. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely before 8 a.m., areas of fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be cloudy today with a temperature high near 50 degrees. For Friday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually clearing with a temperature low of 31 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 6:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:18 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 30th day of March 2018. Good Friday. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day, a nice weekend, and a happy Easter.